But you haven't learned to behave like they did. You know, if so be thee have heard him. So in other words, you know, if you've been in church, you've heard the word of God preached, you know what the Bible says, you read the Bible, you're not going to learn from church and the Bible to behave the way they do out there. You know, you're not going to learn how to behave like an animal from church, right? Because church is not a place they teach evolution. Church is not a place that, where they teach you how to riot and revel and do all types of wickedness. You learn those things from the world, right? And that's why we need to reject the world's standards and information and wisdom. That's really, you know, the wisdom of this world. Not referring to, you know, knowledge and common sense. We're referring to the philosophies of this world that seek to mold the mind of a person to be involved in depravity and things that are just dishonoring to God, right? And he's saying, look, if you've learned Christ, if you've heard him and have been taught by him, and of course the implication there is that you're in church, you're reading the word of God yourself, you're not going to learn how to behave like a Gentile. You understand? Now, here's the thing. There's churches out there that teach you how to behave like a Gentile. There's churches out there that teach you how to behave like an unsaved person. They say, come as you are and leave as you were. Now, look, come as you are to First Works Baptist Church, but, you know, eventually you need to clean up your life. You need to repent of your sins. You need to clean up your life and read the word of God and live a holy life and then change. You know, and we're looking to change people. When they come to church, they get saved, we want to change them. You know, I'm looking to get the when the gangsters come in, you know, we want to get them in a shirt and tie. Oh, well, why is that? That's so pharisaical. Well, first of all, Pharisees didn't wear shirt and ties. Okay? And you know why that's important? Because it shows an outward transformation of something that's taken place inside. And it shows a heart of submission. It shows a heart of obedience. It shows a heart that is actually, you know, becoming. Look, folks, when you get right with God, your clothing does change. Let me just be honest with you. You know, I mean, what does it say of the maniac of Gadara? That he was, after he met the Lord, what happened? He was sitting in what? Clothed. And in his right mind. Isn't it obvious in the Bible that when people encountered the Lord or had some sort of meeting with God, they ended up putting their clothes on? Yeah. Right? They're no longer naked. Yeah. Okay, they begin to put their clothes on and they change the way they look because there's a change on the inside that begins to express itself outwardly. It doesn't happen all the time, but you know, sometimes it does. And it's not just a matter of the heart. Sometimes they change because they're around other people who are influencing them to change, right? You come to a church, you see how everyone's dressed, you see how everyone acts, and you begin to behave in like manner. You understand? And so, you know, you learn Christ. And look, obviously those are standards, those are preferences, but you know, they learn how to live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. They learn how to put away sin from them. They learn how to love their wives, as Christ also loved the church. They learn how to submit to their husbands. They learn how to raise their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. They learn how to be good employees at their job. They learn how to be law-abiding citizens. They learn how to be respectful teenagers, right? Respectful, hardworking teenagers and people, you know, young men, young ladies that, you know, submit to their father or submit to their, you know, their future spouse or whatever it may be. You know, just having that attitude of submission and having that attitude of humility and meekness. These are qualities that you learn in church. Yeah.